people enter, only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Good morning, guys. It's Herve.
Herve, welcome back to the Rocktagon. Since you've been gone, Jeets has gotten up to 141 wins, 15 losses. He's currently 4-0. This could be one straight week of wins.
Yeah, look at that. That'd be great. Hervey's a good player, though.
Yeah, I know he is. He's a fantastic
player. Me and him have had many a battle. How many certificates have you collected there, Herve?
I've got three.
You see? Three. He's got three. That puts him in the upper echelon of Can You Beat Jeets players.
Herve, name is your buzzer, as you well know. First one to get three correct will be your champion today. Best of luck, fellas. Question number one. Where was the Liberty Bell hidden during the Revolutionary War?
Jeets. Philly.
Philadelphia is incorrect. Herve.
Oh, boy. Delaware.
Delaware is incorrect. Allentown, Pennsylvania is where they hit it. Question number two. What is Canada's most popular winter sport other than hockey?
Herve. Curling.
Curling is the right answer. Again, showing off why he has three certificates. Question number three. Sharpshooter Phoebe Ann Moseley was better known as who? Oh, my God. It'll be obvious once you revealed.
Herve. Annie Oakley
is right.
Annie Oakley? Did they name the sunglasses after her?
Yeah, both of those. That's 2-0, Jeets, just pointing it out. Question number four. What is the surname of Sesame Street's Count?
Jeets. It is Vaughn.
Vaughn is the right answer. Long count. Question number five. The beaver is the national emblem of what country?
Jeets. Norway.
Norway is incorrect. Herve.
Oh, jeez. Kenya.
Kenya is incorrect. You had the K, right? It's Canada. Canada.
One's spelled with a K, the other a C.
But they have the same sound, Jeets. Could have put a Q. It could have the same. Bottom line is you were close. Question number six.
Yeah.
What athlete had a part in the movie Scorpion King?
Jeets. The Rock.
I had a feeling you'd get that right. Jeets got a man crush on The Rock.
I don't have a man crush on The Rock. I just happen to know that he was in that movie.
What other things do you know about The Rock? Do you know anything else about The Rock?
He's a WWE champion. He's a Hollywood A-list blockbuster actor. He owns the, it's not the XFL anymore. They call it something else.
I rest my case. Jeets is a super fan of The Rock. You guys are both tied 2-2. Next one to get a right answer is going to be the champion today. Question seven. How many power pellets make up a Pac-Man maze?
Jeets. It's, I think there's one in each quarter, so that'd be four.
Four is the right answer. Oh, Herve, you were so close, my man. So close.
All right. Next time.
Listen to the disappointment. Herve,
In fairness, we have one of those Costco Pac-Man arcade things in our house that my kids love to play.
Okay.
So I literally play Pac-Man at least once or twice a week with my boys.
So you got a good visual. Why don't you give Herve some special music?
Yeah, speaking of pellets, pellets roll.
How about one more time?
Don't have to ask me twice there, Jerry boy.
Here's the great thing, man. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning right around 7:35. You ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? They're right there for you every day.
They're right there for you every day on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. My boy Terry Boyd is all grown up. He's got a podcast named after him. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app at KGON.com or wherever you get your podcast.